In August, the Pew Research Center released a poll showing a sharp increase in the number of Americans who view climate change as a major threat to the well-being of the country, going from 40% in 2013 to 57% now. And it's a particular concern to Democratic voters, as reflected by the emergence of climate change as a leading issue in the 2020 Democratic presidential primary campaign. Steve Mistler has more on what the candidates are saying.
The same Pew Research Center poll indicates that of voters who identify as Democrats or left-leaning independents, 87% view climate change as a major concern. And that view is reflected by many of the top Democratic presidential candidates.
Life on Earth is at risk.
The single greatest concern for war and disruption in the world.
This is a fight against powerful interests.
We are fighting for the survival of the planet Earth.
Those remarks came during a 7-hour climate forum hosted by CNN this month with the top polling candidates. There are many similar positions: calls for switching from fossil fuels to renewable energy, and for rapidly reducing carbon emissions to coincide with recent recommendations from the United Nations. But there are also some significant differences in messaging, strategy, and ambition.
Our campaign has introduced the most far-reaching and comprehensive climate change proposal ever introduced in the history of this country.
At a rally in Portland on Labor Day weekend, Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders outlined a plan that is the most ambitious and expensive, some $16 trillion, which Sanders says will come from new taxes on fossil fuels, defense cuts, and tax increases on the wealthiest Americans. It would all go to pay for a complete overhaul of the nation's energy and transportation system, with a goal of eliminating all carbon emissions by the year 2050. Sanders is framing his proposal as a jobs initiative, as is Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who wants to spend $3 trillion to decarbonize buildings, transportation, and electricity through investments in research and development.
And here's the hook in it. Any product that gets produced out of that, all the new green ideas that come from that, any manufacturing, has to be done right here in the United States of America.
Attaching new jobs to decarbonizing efforts is a central theme of the Green New Deal, a non-binding resolution introduced in the current Congress. The Green New Deal isn't a specific set of policies, but rather a set of goals and priorities. And that's why 13 Democratic candidates, including former Vice President Joe Biden, are backing the concept despite having their own climate change plans.
We're going to invest $1.7 trillion in securing our future so that by 2050, the United States will be 100% clean energy economy with net zero emissions.
Biden's bid for net zero emissions by 2050 is in contrast to Sanders and Warren, who are pledging carbon-free proposals. Net zero proposals, as embraced by most of the Democratic candidates, including California Senator Kamala Harris and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, would allow some CO2 emissions to continue as long as they're offset by methods to absorb heat-trapping gases, such as planting trees. Carbon-free means a total elimination of CO2 emissions through electric vehicles or completely renewable energy sources, with no offset schemes. Another contrast point is carbon pricing, a cost applied to carbon pollution to encourage polluters to reduce the amount of greenhouse gases they emit. Only four of the Democrats running have fully committed to it, including South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who made his pitch during a rally held in Portland in August.
When we do it, we don't suck the money out of the economy. We actually have a dividend that goes right back out to the American people so that we get the benefits of the economic signals. But most people, if we do it progressively, are made more than whole by the carbon dividend coming back to you. And it helps with the politics of it, too.
Buttigieg's carbon pricing dividend proposal is a bit of an outlier among the Democratic hopefuls, and so is New Jersey Senator Cory Booker's advocacy for nuclear energy to help the U.S. transition to carbon-neutral energy sources, which he detailed during a recent event in Portland.
We have to start embracing next-generation nuclear, which doesn't have risks of meltdown and could bring us to the goals we must have.
Booker's plan pledges $20 billion toward advanced nuclear research, which he says will help the U.S. meet carbon-neutral electricity generation by 2045. And if that seems overly optimistic, the same might also be said of the other Democrats' climate change plans. Because while there's near unanimous consensus among Democratic voters that the climate change challenge demands bold initiatives and significant public investment, that's not a view shared by all Americans or by the current occupant of the White House.
All of this with the global warming and that, a lot of it's a hoax. It's a hoax. I mean, it's a money-making industry, okay? It's a hoax. A lot of it.
President Donald Trump's views, as expressed at a rally in South Carolina 4 years ago, illustrate how the issue of climate change continues to be locked at the center of a deep partisan divide. The same Pew Research poll that showed it to be a top concern among Democrats and left-leaning independents also revealed almost no change in urgency for moderate or conservative Republicans. And that means the issue could once again drift to the background as the eventual Democratic nominee becomes focused on the next major political hurdle, winning the White House. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.